What do police want from Texas lawmakers? With the legislature at work in Austin, constituencies of all kinds are working to make their wants and needs clear. KERA's Christopher Connolly talked with the head of the Texas Municipal Police Association to ask what rank-and-file law enforcement officers are hoping for.
For Executive Director Kevin Lawrence, it's not as much about what his 28,000 members want, it's what they don't want. Specifically, they don't want their jobs to get harder. That's how it's felt in the last few years, he says, as high-profile police shootings and other controversies have put law enforcement under a microscope.
We're heaping more and more unreasonable expectations on these officers. We have to remember they're human beings. They're going to make mistakes. They're not going to be perfect. And I think that's what we need the legislature to understand is reasonableness needs to be the standard, not perfection.
Lawrence is also worried state lawmakers might move to limit what police can do, like arresting people for the lowest level of crimes, which Lawrence says can help police uncover more serious offenses. There's been a push to bar police from arresting people for offenses that don't carry any jail time. Reform advocates say poor people and people of color are disproportionately the ones who get arrested when they could be issued a citation instead. Lawrence is also worried lawmakers may restrict civil asset forfeiture. This gives law enforcement the ability to seize cash, cars, or other property they think are connected to criminal activity, even if they can't prove in court that the person whose stuff was taken committed the crime. Civil libertarians say it goes too far. Lawrence says it's a useful tool in the battle against organized crime.
So it's a way of taking a civil action against criminals. You know, even though we can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they committed a crime, we can prove by a preponderance of the evidence that they are involved in a criminal conspiracy.
What Lawrence does want from lawmakers is to make sure the pension funds officers rely on in retirement are secure. Beyond that, he hopes elected officials think about ways to make policing a more attractive career, especially for people of color and women.
You know, only about 10% of our cops in this state and across the country are females. And I personally think that's because by the time they get to the age where they're eligible, that somehow or another women have already discounted law enforcement as an option for a career path.
Hiring cops is harder these days, Lawrence says. Policing's brand has taken a hit in recent years, the job's gotten harder, and the strong economy means employers have to do more to attract workers. That includes police departments. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.